Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, is putting you in the center of this weekend's UFC 261 title fight with 26-1 odds on either fighter to win. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $5 into $135 if the title contender of your choice wins. That's code FANRUN in all caps to turn $5 into $135. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, want help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today, we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue, it won't do.
Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and candidly a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. It is Tuesday edition of the program.
There it
Hodges,
is.
Houston there it Kress, is. Davey Hudson, New Alex. Everybody's in the house, ready to roll. Optimistically.
Well, boys.
What?
Gotta admit.
What?
Nah. Softball game was tough. Tough to watch.
You know, it was tournament time, Houston.
It was.
And
it was tournament time.
It was. Yeah. And we didn't play well. It was a...
You have a certain coach on the sideline?
Yeah, well, that's the first comparison I was jumping to.
Oh. I thought you were making fun of me. I was like, what?
Oh, no.
No, they were already way down when I got there. They actually cut the lead once I got there.
No, we didn't really show up, Houston. We came out of the gate slow and then got a little slower.
Ooh.
We made a little run there, kind of about the time you got there, but just wasn't enough. It was a very, you know, kind of Rick Barnes type
uh-huh.
of a...
No, it was the Oregon State game.
I mean, Coach K called us together out in left field right before the game.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just make sure we have fun out there. It's completely the wrong approach.
Yeah.
We need to be locked
I missed that.
In.
I showed up late. Missed that pep talk.
I mean,
that's
when
on me.
When you're,
so, wait,
when
wait,
your leadoff
wait.
Hitter
so
shows
you,
up
you,
late.
So you skip the show, and then you were late to your own game?
Yeah, bad day yesterday.
Bad day.
Body was just completely off.
You know, you could have postponed your second dose till today, maybe.
No, because I have to work today after the show.
I mean, how long does it take to get a shot?
Seriously.
I didn't want to get the shot and then go to work, and then if I felt any side effects right after. I could have done it because on Sunday I didn't feel anything after the shot. Yeah. It was just when I went to bed.
It's the day after. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. But at the end of the day, I still played, so powered through because I'm locked in.
You powered through?
Locked in.
Or did you coast a little bit?
I don't know what you mean by that.
I'm just asking a question. You feel like you gave your best effort?
Yeah.
Yeah, everything you had.
Well, I gave my best effort. Uh-huh. Unfortunately, I made an error.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. Did you make an error? Was it an error? It's tough.
We were discussing this before you got here, and Nate was kind of describing the situation.
No, that's a different play. You're confusing the two. He had one where he was charging a kind of a, I don't know, I guess a liner.
Anyway. No, it wasn't a lot. Wait, was it, you talking about the drop ball?
Yeah.
The answer is the same for both, though. It's that it's baseball. No one cares. Let's move on.
Softball.
Okay.
Hey, how about you just sit this one out?
Ooh. Right. Ooh.
Getting a little testy for
In fairness,
opening.
In fairness, Dave, you were the only one of the four of us who was not there.
Yeah. I mean, majority rules.
I know, but if I get us off this subject, then we don't have to talk about you all losing and embarrassing yourselves out on the field.
I don't think we're embarrassed. I mean, you know.
There's no way you should have lost to that team.
Okay.
I agree.
I got a good eye for talent.
But anyway, it was a sinking liner. He didn't really dive for it, but he definitely went low. It hit in his glove. He had it. But as he rolled over, it just popped loose.
Mm.
Or then it was just laying on the ground. He's laying on the ground. I had to pick it up for him and throw it in. I mean, that was just faster. I mean, I was, you know, there.
No. I feel like you were playing with some pep.
I was trying, man. I really was.
I dropped that. Then the next ball was hit to Nate, and he dropped it. Liner.
So that's the one I have a question on, though. I don't know. I'd call two others like that. It's fine. But this one was kind of like your play. Like, it was a tough play.
Mm.
It did hit the glove, so I should have had it. But then it bounced. I picked it up. I threw to first. It hit the first baseman's glove before the runner got there. So can I get an error and the first baseman get an error on allowing one base?
It wouldn't give you the error on that.
Okay.
I mean, no, it wouldn't give the first baseman an error on that. You'd get the error.
Oh.
How?
Because the throw was slightly to the right. He had to stretch for it. It was low.
It hit his glove.
They could, like, baseball scoring, they'd score that in
easy. I need a replay.
Not to mention, you dropped the original ball.
It's like they say in the NFL, if the ball hits your hands, you should catch it.
Can you award two errors for one base?
No, you wouldn't get two errors.
The guarantee.
You have to pick one, right? I'm asking a scoring question, not a how would you score that play. But is it possible to have two errors on one base? Like,
no, I think that you only get one error.
If a ground ball's hit to the pitcher, like a slow roller, and he or let's say the third baseman, and he completely muffs it, and then he throws it to the first baseman, and it's a perfect throw, but the first baseman just drops it, and then maybe the guy's running hard down the first baseline instead of, you know, loafing, and so he's like safe. Can they award the pitcher an error for, or is it just I think they have to pick per base. I think you can give an error for the guy getting to first base, but then, like, because sometimes, you know, there's an error on just them gaining second base if it's a bad throw and a whole thing.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure on that. I'd give errors, and like in that kind of scenario, I'd give errors on both. Mm. There's actually a Twitter account that they created this season for baseball. It's called MLB Errors, and they just show errors from major leaguers.
Mm. I don't think our fielding was the problem. I think
I don't know. There were a lot of errors.
No. I mean you and I.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think our fielding cost us the game. Our hitting, I don't know. I mean, I was 2 of 3, I guess, technically.
Pretty good.
But
what were you?
I didn't.
I was 2 for 3.
I didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just when you decide to show up like 3 quarters through the game, I had one last at bat left.
Okay.
And I happened to get out on that.
Sorry, I got caught in traffic. I took the wrong turn. Mm. I forgot it was like Al-Kai.
Mm-hmm. Take a left on Albuquerque.
I know I should have taken that left at Albuquerque. No, I got trapped in the neighborhood, and I had to circle around a couple times, and I wasn't sure where it was, and I had to pull it out on my phone, and yeah, I showed up, midway through the game.
You caught a fly. You got the ball in quickly and cut some runners down from it.
I love how Alex just tried to blame me. Like, yeah, then you decided to show up, I didn't get on base. Like, what? First of all,
he was just pointing out that
no. You sounded surprised. I was 2 for 3.
And well, I'm just based on what I saw. I saw you not run one out to first base.
I mean, you could have been 3 for 3. Really.
The ball was hit perfectly to third. Yep. He fields it cleanly.
No, he didn't.
He didn't. That's what you
hung your
to
head.
You
got sad. You hung your
third.
Head.
You hung your head. You were slow out of the box. He muffed it, dude. It hit him. He went to throw it. He dropped the ball. He took 2 extra steps, picked it up, then threw it to first, and he got you because you were slow out of the box because you were hanging your head because you were hit it right.
Could have been the game. That could have been the rally. That's all we're saying.
No, it wouldn't have been. But
no, anyway, it probably wouldn't have been. It's okay.
I felt like out of the box. I was running fast, but then halfway through, I looked up, and I saw the ball coming in. Like, I saw first base, like, leaning, like, taking a step forward to catch the ball. Mm-mm. That's when I slowed up.
Mm-mm. That's when you're supposed to speed up.
I was halfway there. Now, I wasn't going to make it if I was only halfway
well,
there.
Well, that was
I
the problem. You were early. Only halfway there.
I think he stretched early. I think he deked you.
I agree. Yeah. It was a juke.
Yeah. You got to go hard.
It's okay. It's okay.
All right,
but I didn't give you those cleats so that you half-ass it out there.
I mean, you're a baseball guy. Under what circumstances is it okay to slow down at all running to first base? You answer me that.
You can't do it, can you?
Didn't want to pull a hamstring.
Oh, come on. It was the last game of the season. Can't hold anything back.
Unless you're Alex, then you just, my hamstring might hurt later.
You're also like 22 years old. Like, what are you worried about?
What are you doing?
True.
You know, Nate had a very similar ball hit. And he hustled first, and he got there.
Well, sure, nice that third baseman decided to overthrow it on that one.
The guy jumped up, caught it, landed right on the bag, and I was still beating there. The third baseman actually fielded that one cleanly. He didn't muff it like your guy, like your hit.
A little bit of anger on that side of the table. What do you think about this, Dave?
I almost feel like we should race.
What are we talking about?
I think he'd beat me, which would prove that he was loafing.
Are we still talking about the softball?
But if
game?
I beat him, then I get to call him slow. This is kind of a win-win. We should.
You gonna do a sprint after the show?
No. I'm sore as I'll get out.
Oh, okay. All
right. My left groin's a little, it's not right. Just
no one wants to hear
it's
that.
It's a little more to the hand.
No one wants
side,
to hear
though.
That.
I tuned out and started preparing for the depot.
Good.
That's
hey,
how
good.
Bored I
finally,
got.
Finally.
So that's nice to have 4 people on the show. You didn't have to tell us that. You should have just stayed in the background. Anyway, shouts out to the Legal Beagles. We had a fun year. We Rick Barnes a little in the tournament. Definitely should have got that first one then. Seeing what happens, you know. I mean, when you're the three seed and you're playing the six, like you got to get that win. All right, Houston, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. What have we got? What's on the old docket today? Anything good? Anything happen?
Did anything new happen with?
No, because we actually had breaking news during the show yesterday.
Laws.
Joe Milton.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Why what?
Why what?
Why are we bringing in Joe Milton?
Because he's 6'5", 245, laser rocket arm, great athlete.
And
that's
we don't
why.
Have any good quarterbacks on the roster.
We don't know that. That's speculation. Overruled.
And Joe Milton's a good quarterback for us?
No, not necessarily.
High upside. You don't get to be negative today. You know why? It's optimistic
no,
Tuesday.
No, I just kind of wanted.
Shut the hell up.
I do actually have some optimism to bring to the table.
There we go. Dave's going to bring it. Come on now. Come on, Dave.
So, I was very surprised to see this information. I don't think we talked about this tweet, but it came out probably a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
But where do you think, this goes back to since 2010, Tennessee ranks among Power 5 schools in best non-conference win percentage?
Oh, I saw this. I know it. I cheated. I didn't know you were going to ask it, but I saw it.
I saw the tweet. I didn't look at the graphics. I mean, I assume we're on there. I assume we were in the top, I don't know, 10 or
yeah, we
top.
Come in at 9th.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that would be very surprising. Alabama, number one. I don't think that's much of a shock to anyone. Based off their run they've had the last decade.
Yeah, they just don't lose at all.
Yeah,
so
92.6% of their non-conference games. LSU came in at second. Utah third. Oklahoma State, shout out Mike Gundy, fourth. Mississippi State fifth. Texas Tech sixth. Ohio State seventh. Georgia eighth. Tennessee ninth. And Texas A&M 10th. Not much separating Georgia, Tennessee, and A&M. Georgia 82.3, Tennessee at 82.2, and A&M at 82.0.
So what you're saying is we need to schedule more non-conference games.
Or just make sure we win our bowl games or don't go to the bowl game. Because that's also helped, I think.
Well, I mean, that's only one game. You got four non-conference games a year, right? On the schedule?
Yeah.
I'm surprised it's that high. Considering we lose to teams like BYU, Georgia State, West Virginia, and others.
I think Butch did a pretty good job of winning his non-conference games.
What
outside of the Oklahoma, the two Oklahoma games.
What time period was this over?
Since 2010. So, well, the last decade. And, well, you can't count last year seeing as we didn't play non-conference games.
I mean, part of it is...
And didn't play a bowl game.
Tennessee doesn't have, like, a big-time in-state non-conference rival.
True.
That, you know, it's kind of a coin flip game every year. I mean, they usually have eight.
Well, we do. It's just Vandy, and we've gone 5-5 against them. So.
Well, they're in the conference.
See, that's the thing.
I didn't like that. I didn't like that.
That did not sound very optimistic.
Yeah. Win some, lose some. Careful, Dave. This is
the best rivalry in the last decade of college football, man. I don't know why you're upset.
I'll kill you. That's why. That's why.
When I go back, Butch is like
82.2%.
I mean, Butch's last season, we went 4-8, but won all four non-conference games.
Yeah.
Yeah. And lost every SEC game. I mean, shouts out to UMass, I guess. Georgia Tech. Should have lost that one, though. Should have lost
Southern
both
Miss.
Of those, honestly.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, Tech, I think, right?
It was Southern Miss, Georgia Tech, UMass.
Tennessee Tech? Or was that the year before?
No, it was Tennessee Tech. You're right.
Okay.
That's when he gave the...
bleep them.
Yep. Bleep them. Bleep them all. Good times.
I also wonder, like, there's probably a bunch of teams that are right behind Tennessee and A&M, right? If you extend
it, yeah, it's
list.
Like an order. It's
but
a
you know
ranking.
What I mean? Like, there's so probably a lot probably, of teams that are like right at 80%. Probably like a whole slew of them.
I agree with that.
Because, I mean, most of these teams, four out of every five non-conference games they schedule are roughly gimme wins anyway, right? So if you go on a little bit of a streak on the fifth one, then you're good. But I'm proud of you, Davey. That is, you did find the one thing that came out recently that is really optimistic.
Kind of.
What? It is. We're
82.2%. Dude, we're top 10 in something. What's
it's
the... Like,
2010 and best non-conference win percentage.
We're top 10 in baseball.
We do win some bowl games, man. I'm telling you. Lately, we make a bowl, we're winning it.
Do you think anyone's tuned in to just listen to our baseball takes? I'm not, like, I'm asking, he asked that, like, we know we're a football and a basketball school, primarily football, but we've shifted to basketball.
Are you saying I'm projecting more
for the future,
now
actually.
So you're saying now that Tennessee baseball is good, do we have new listeners because of it?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
No.
No, we have listeners that care more about baseball now because baseball is good.
Yes.
That I agree with.
Yeah. Like, there might be people who would normally be tuned out at this time of year who are listening because of baseball. Like, people who are like, oh, the Depot? Huh, no, thanks. That's stupid.
Yeah, that
that's a good
be...
question. Who do you think we've had more new listeners from? The Depot being put out there or Tennessee baseball being out there? I think
no.
It's a toss-up.
I think you really have to flip a coin. Might be 0-0. Yeah, you're right. It's a good point by you. If we're talking new listeners.
Yeah, the people who have continued to listen to us because of the baseball coverage, because we're now good, they probably listen up until it's Davey Depot time and then turn
They're
it
like,
off.
Oh, 9 o'clock. Yeah. Bye.
No, they just hear the "Let me clear my throat" and then turn it off. Or the weak introduction of "Hello, everyone."
Hope you're having a good day.
It's more desperate than that. You didn't do a good job.
I agree with Davey.
I do too. Hello, everyone. Hope hope your day is good.
Because he's still reading things to get ready.
Hey, big baseball game tonight. Tennessee Tech, 6:30. Please contain your excitement.
You going, Alex?
Probably not tonight.
Get in, student.
By the way.
I got to do overtime.
I know I texted you. Those are good questions for Tony V.
Thank you.
Saturday. They were good.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
They were really good.
Star in the making here.
Thank you.
We've taught you well.
Also had some questions for Evan Russell, too.
Yeah, but the Tony V ones
were better. Yeah.
Well, I just thought he typically coaches.
Oh, he really took mine for a whirlwind.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. They were good questions. They were thinkers.
Mm-hmm.
We like that. We like people who think. So congrats to you. How many did you go to? Did you go to Friday, Saturday?
No, just... Friday, Saturday.
Okay. Sorry about your boy Jack Leiter.
Okay.
I
messaged the group in which I said,
I'm
not going to lie, those first two home runs were electric. Give me more. And I put that in all caps.
Yeah. You did.
But to hear yesterday.
Were you hungover after celebrating Kamar Rocker's great Friday night?
I wasn't celebrating.
Oh, okay. I just assumed, you know, you said you wanted good pitching. So you weren't.
I mean, it was pretty unbelievable to watch him pitch.
All right, shut up.
When he came out for warm ups, like before the first inning.
Shut up.
Just watching him warm up. My friends and I were just watching. Like, oh, God.
Did you, Never mind. I can't say on the radio.
I know what you were thinking. Red Rocket? Fair?
Red Rocket?
Nah, never mind. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'll tell you in the break. Yeah. Lipstick.
Okay. Lipstick?
Yeah.
I was thinking like the league, you know, where it was.
He was roster.
Yeah. Oh, he's got it now. He's got it.
Nah.
What?
I wasn't doing that.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Just making sure.
Don't do that.
No, you don't.
It's the team.
It's a public place.
Right. But no,
yeah.
With kids around,
they're warming up, and
he looked like a monster, and he pitched like
Rocker.
A monster. Yeah. He was really good. He had a great night.
With the difference between Rocker and Leiter for me was like with Rocker, it seemed like it was so easy for him to hit like 97. I don't know if he hit 98 on the night, but he was hitting 97, and then his slider at 91, like. It seemed like it was so easy for him to get to that top speed, whereas Leiter, I think he was only topping out at like 95. Like, it just wasn't coming in as hard.
Only 95.
But his off-speed, too, with Leiter, like, it wasn't – the first few innings when they didn't have the – before they got the lead, like, his off-speed, he wasn't locating it well.
Mm-hmm.
But once they got the lead, he started locating it better. But then Evan Russell took him deep for third earned run.
He was leaning on the – He started leaning on the fastball a little too much. Yeah. Our guys
can't do that just with Evan Russell. Don't do it.
Hit a couple rocket shots.
Well, Evan Russell after the game said that he had seen that Leiter started going more to his off-speed pitches because, again, it started working once they got the lead. So Evan Russell said he was waiting for the fastball because he knew that if he didn't get the fastball or didn't hit a fastball within the first two pitches, he probably wasn't going to get another one.
Smart.
It was, yeah.
Callum sent us the midweek preview, Houston. The Vols are back at Lindsey Nelson Stadium tonight, looking to rebound from a tough series loss to Vanderbilt. They host Tennessee Tech, who is 12-16 on the year, 6-9 in their conference. UT leads the all-time series versus the Golden Eagles, 70-30-1. From February...
Sorry, what?
UT leads the all-time series, 70-30-1. Maybe a rain out they didn't make up or something. I don't know.
All right. I just
tie. Basically.
I never heard of it.
We had some ties against Vandy in the all-time series preview, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Probably, I'm guessing, just back in the day.
What's the...
Maybe. There's no extra innings? Just
No.
Well, like
I'm,
you said,
no,
maybe
I'm
a rain
just,
out.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not. For some reason, they have to call the game.
Yeah.
Just count as a tie.
How many games up was Vandy in the series?
I don't think they were, yeah.
Oh, they weren't?
Pretty sure.
No, Tennessee leads the all-time series.
Oh, that's, yeah, I was...
They've been really good lately.
Yeah, Vanderbilt used to be trash.
Yeah, last decade they've been good.
Yeah. But like
Corbin.
You know, years and years ago.
He's a good coach. Yeah. Good manager. So they're managers in the majors, but we just call them coaches in college, right?
Yeah.
Like it's Coach Vitello, but it's
I guess
it's not
so.
Coach. Once
I guess so.
It's because of kids. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Manager would, for me, it would take on a different context.
Yeah, it'd be weird.
From February 1991 through March 2003, the Vols won 23 consecutive games over Tennessee Tech. Freshman second baseman Brett Roberts, 6'1", 175-pounder, leads Tech with a .374 batting average and 12 stolen bases.
Oh, God.
So watch for him to try and run a lot. Probably senior left fielder
Cody. I'm assuming Pavloni's still out tonight?
That'd be my guess. I mean, it's midweek.
I went back and rewatched that, where that hit him on the hand.
It was bad.
Oh, that had to hurt so bad.
Did he not swing on that? Like, attempt to swing on that?
No, I think he was.
Lord. No, I was.
He was just loading up.
No, I was sitting behind home plate in the press box, so I didn't. Like, it looked as if he was going to swing, and then it just happened to hit him.
I think it was like a defensive turn.
But
he's holding the bat, so it kind of looks like a swing, but I think it was a defensive.
He loaded up. He started his swing, but I think if that ball is like just inside, I think he would have kind of not even checked it, but just kind of gone to here, but then as it came in, like Houston said,
Self-defense turning away. But, yeah, I get what you're saying. It kind of looked like it.
I was just curious because I was sitting behind, so I didn't see, like, the front part.
He was trying to get out of the way of it, and it just caught him on the outside of the backhand.
No, you heard it, and
I couldn't imagine the sound.
Senior left fielder Cody Littlejohn leads the team with 7 home runs. The Golden Eagles
have a fake name.
Team batting average of .263. The game will be on Watch ESPN at 6:30. Redshirt junior Jason Rackers. 6'7", 225-pound righty will get the start.
6'7"?
Yeah, he's 1-0 on the season, 4.91 ERA. Appeared in 3 games with the 1 start.
I was going to make a dumb Robin Hood joke, but I decided not to.
He's only thrown 3 points.
You don't pay no tolls, we don't eat no rolls.
3 2/3 this season. So,
Rackers.
You can watch that one tonight, 6:30.
6'7". I'm just interested to look at that guy.
That's
6'7", 225. That's a tall drink of water.
Come back with more.
Stick
with us right here. Optimism Tuesday. 3 and Out. Welcome back to 3 and Out. Optimism Tuesday edition. Tennessee got a little midweek baseball action. One in Stripes said, if the throw had the runner beat, it's on the first baseman. So there you go. Errorless game from yours truly. That's the story I'm going with. That's my truth.
All right. At least I own up to mine.
I don't want to hear it, lollygagger.
Yeah. I don't want to fight. I was just a spectator.
We just didn't have it. We didn't hit well enough to win. We didn't field well enough to win. A ton of errors as a team.
Did you go to dinner with the team afterwards?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
You got invited.
I did.
What happened?
It's a team dinner.
He's Houston.
What? Little man invited me to dinner. Mm-hmm.
You view yourself
and
as
a little
above
lady
it.
Wanted me to come too.
And you did. You let him down.
You got to keep him on the edge of your seat.
Like Rick Barnes and March. Let us all down.
I did. No.
And it's like the
graphic. Now they're going to look forward to seeing
Houston Crest bleep them kids.
Pretty much.
Didn't they invite you now to a baseball game today and a recital?
Yeah, they did. They're right next to each other.
You're going
to
flake on those two?
Oh, yeah. He's not coming to that.
What is she, clarinet?
Mm-hmm. It's not a recital. It's a concert. It's a band concert. Yeah. Spring band concert.
Yeah, it's a concert.
Yeah. And his baseball game. It's right before.
Yeah, I got invited to both.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You going to flake on the kids again?
What, 6 and 7?
Yeah.
Might have to make the drive.
Grace them with your presence?
It's not like that. I mean, they wanted me to come. It's taken a long time to build their trust. Think they'd appreciate it if I showed up tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Who did Caleb want fired?
John.
Okay.
Well, John hogtied him, so. But he kept hitting John with the rope, to be fair to John. And John said, if you hit me with that rope one more time, kid, I'm going to hog tie you.
And so he hog tied him.
And little man went, whack. And so
then you John walked out him. To,
Daddy, fire him. Fire him.
This was years ago. He was a lot younger. Yeah. We've had lots of talks about how you can't just fire people. For
Eric says I'm too good to eat with peasants. That's not true. None of it's true. I'm not too good, and they're not peasants.
You going to be at the fan run out kick meet and greet Saturday before the Orange
okay.
and White game?
Okay. This is a setup. This entire segment has been a setup.
Davey's going to be there. I'm going to be there.
I'm fishing. You know this. Mm. I have two big tournaments back-to-back. I'm home lake.
Same day?
No. Oh. Weekends.
Weekends.
I got a 2-day.
So you can miss this one and then go to the next.
No, I can't. I'm tournament director. I can't. Oh, I mean, you know, if I don't show up,
yeah,
who directs the tournament?
Okay.
I think they'll figure it out.
I have the scales.
Water's down there. Water this way.
Oh, is that funny? Is that good?
Davey's laughing. I thought it was pretty good. You have the scales?
Yeah.
You just drop them off. Here's the scales, guys.
No.
You know how, I want to work it.
I want to win. I want to fish.
Okay.
A-gee-gee-gee-gee.
Do they ever, being the, you know, when the commissioner of a fantasy football league keeps winning it, people start to ask questions. Does that ever happen with you? Like, you're too successful as tournament director?
They get mad at me.
Yeah.
They don't like it when I win. But yeah. I mix up the...
Do you have to take up all the money, too? And then when you get to keep it because you got finished first?
Yeah.
Is it kind of a thing? Like, oh.
They're like, I guess I'll just give this to you. And I'm like, ha-ha, yeah. I hope so.
Awkward. Yeah.
Peasants usually hate the king.
Mm. It's good to be the king, though. Just saying. Mm. I didn't
More
have
of a
good...
Joffrey or Tommen?
Definitely a Joffrey.
Wait. No, I'm more of a Joffy. Like Joffy Joffer, Akeem's dad.
Mm.
That's me. Let them wait. I'm talking with my son. That's me.
Do you have people throw down rose petals for you everywhere you walk?
Mm-mm.
No. People wipe your own ass.
That's not even the same. Yeah, it is. It's in there. You're right. I'm sorry. But watch your mouth. Watch your
same
mouth.
Movie.
Hey, it's a family show. It's a family show. Okay?
Well, Davey and
I think he says, wipe my own backside. Mm. You're thinking of Mr. Deeds.
I wipe my own.
You know.
That's actually Big Daddy.
You're right. I knew that.
Well, Davey and I will be at the Old City Sports Bar before the Orange and White game with the Outkick guys, you know, Clay Travis and Chad Withrow and the whole gang will be there. You know, from their side. So, you have...
I'll probably be very close.
I hope you do well.
You know, I think I'm going to...
It better be worth it.
I'm going to run downtown to fish. So, just, you know, come...
Really?
Probably.
Do many boats come in for the Orange and White game? Does that mess
no,
up the
no.
fishing there in that area?
No.
Okay.
They shouldn't.
Just didn't know. Like, I mean...
If it was a home game, like a big football game...
Will that mess the fishing up? That many boats?
I mean, it just makes it hard to get up there.
But, like, will it actually move the fish around if you have that many boats? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Pulls them off the bank. It gets, yeah, the wake hits the bank and it gets muddy and they don't like that. And so they go, yeah, they leave.
Find somewhere else to eat.
Right.
Are you still in first place in your fishing standings?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hanging on by a thread, though.
No.
Good buddy of mine had a great tournament on Chickamauga. I did not. That was probably the most disappointing tournament in the history of my life. I know, honestly. I could see them. They were so shallow. Mm. And I went back and they were all gone. They dropped the water. Those fish just said, see ya. Very disappointing.
Yeah.
But.
That's why you shouldn't practice. You should just roll the dice.
I don't think I'm going to practice for this one.
Okay.
Just scouting.
But you already told people you're going to. Go downtown.
For part of it, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I haven't...
Told them the exact spot.
So. Right, yeah. Just, you know, just downtown area. There's a couple little areas I might...
Well, make sure you wave at us as you sling by over there.
Oh, well. Maybe I'll blow the air horn or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's Houston. As I
mm-hmm.
have a beer, some food.
Yeah. It's a good idea. It'll be a good time.
Yeah.
I just don't. Oh, man.
Are people excited for this game?
It doesn't seem like it. It does not seem like this orange and white game has a lot of pop.
I'm not going to be watching.
Wait. We know. Okay.
I think I'm going to watch baseball, but I'm not.
Yeah, you're going to watch Vandy. We get it.
No, I'm going to watch the A&M series.
Not going to watch the orange and white game? I mean, I understand not being excited for it, but like it's the only football you're going to get from Tennessee, you know, until Bowling Green September. So you're not even going to watch it?
Probably not.
We watched the replay to kind of break down who you think did well, poorly.
Yeah, maybe I'll watch the highlights.
The highlights.
Okay. What kind of sports guy are you?
He's not a sports guy.
No, I just don't get into spring football. It's just, it's meaningless to me.
This is where the foundation is laid. Okay, this is where, this is like the rebar going in before you pour the cement. Mm. This is a big deal.
Very good analogy.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you would you know now. Yeah, in a big lot concrete
of,
guy.
Put a lot of rebar, gunite.
Gunite. What's is that like concrete?
It's a special type of concrete, specifically designed for swimming pools. So it mixes the dry mix with the hose with the wet the last minute because cement.
Uh-huh.
Basically degrades. Like, once you mix it, it is getting worse every moment that you've mixed it. That's why in the truck, you know, they got to spin it, keep keep it moving.
Keep it fresh.
So gunite was like, well, what if we mix it right before we apply it? And they're like, and we'll shoot it out of a nozzle at very high pressure so it packs in really, really tight and we can form it up.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's got a great name, too. Gunite.
Gunite.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, you got to make sure that rebar is all set. You got your forms ready.
That's what
to go.
Spring practice is. It's the rebar.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have a strong foundation.
Yeah, Alex. I mean, Butch Jones was a moron, but he was actually right about that.
So we're not brick by brick anymore. We're just – Heupel's just – he's building fast. He's just shooting gun out.
Well, yeah, that was the problem. It was all about foundation. We're in year 4 and 5, and it's like, oh, brick by brick. No. You know, we now we need walls.
You ever live close to somebody that's like, yeah, I'm building a house, but I'm going to just buy – I'm not going to borrow any money. I'm just going to build it as I – and they dig, they excavate, pour their footers or whatever.
And it takes years.
Yeah, and then the foundation just sits there, and then there's never any studs going up. It just sits and sits and sits. That was Butch Jones.
Yeah, no studs.
Yeah,
Heupel's a studs guy.
Well, I don't know. I think Butch he had some studs. He put them up, but he didn't support them. He didn't know how to work with them, how to use them. And they just sat there in the elements.
Bless you, Alex.
And just rain. It just the studs rotted eventually.
Yep, rotted right out. Didn't treat them.
Alabama. I mean, to Colorado State, and then to
Baylor,
and then went to the NFL without being used properly here. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that's a great analogy. I like that.
Thank you. Came up with that on my own.
Heupel's just quickly installing the rebar, and then
it's high quality. It's just fast.
And then once the season gets going, we're just gunite, just packing it in there.
Yep.
Let's go.
They're stick built. They're good stuff. Mm. It's just, he's the fastest in town.
Right. What's the analogy we're going to have to the bad defense in terms of
why do you think we're going to have a bad defense? I don't know if you read any of the practice reports, but it sounds like the defensive line was playing in the backfield. We like that. Pressuring the quarterbacks.
Okay. Who's behind them?
It's kind of like when you dig the hole and you don't get to the gunite fast enough, and then you have flash flooding, and then you have to go back and keep hand digging out the mud.
I don't know where he went. I don't know what he's saying, but what I'm telling you is like
they don't have anyone lined up behind them.
No, like, we're getting healthy, and it's going to be okay.
Healthy? I thought the problem was like suspensions.
No, you're wrong because Jeremy Banks was hurt. So,
so we have one.
We have multiple. They just they're banged up.
Somebody else was hurt too, aren't they?
Yeah, a couple guys. Mm-hmm. It's football, Alex. People get hurt. Got to take some time. To heal. Think about it.
Final segment.
Next.
Final segment, hour number one. Optimism Tuesday edition of the show. We got this question, Houston, orange and white game. If it rains Saturday,
it's supposed to.
They'll still play, right? I mean,
I don't know.
Is it like
real? Didn't Butch Jones call an orange and white game early because it was about to rain?
Well, that was like a really bad storm coming.
It was, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, I think regular game rules apply. So lightning, they'll call it. Rain, they'll play it. Right? But
maybe.
I don't know. They might hedge a little if it's like really bad rain or something.
It didn't look great.
Times to start four.
Four.
Yeah, it says 86% right now. But, you know, it's only
86%? It was 60 yesterday.
Yeah, 86%.
I might not be going downtown. It's a long run in the rain. It stings. The rain. At high speeds, it's like needles. Mm-hmm. I had to think about that. Backup plan. It's okay.
You know, you just skip the fishing altogether.
Tournament director can't do that. I have a job.
What would it take for you guys to postpone a tournament, weather-wise?
No.
Never? Nothing? Nothing could happen?
Maybe like tornado.
Okay. But you don't really know if there's going to be a tornado.
No, you don't. It's rare. You just tell people to be careful and get under a dock and lightning.
Seems dangerous. The lightning on the water and all that.
Yeah, especially when you have a big graphite rod in your hand, because there's stories, people getting struck.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen some fishing rods that have been hit by lightning. Sometimes when you're out there and it's a big electrical storm, your line will actually hover above the water. Like, you'll cast and your line will just lift because of all the static. That's usually when you don't want to be out there. That's a good tip. Pro tip: if your line is buzzing and flying in the air on its own, get to safety. But usually right before a big storm, oh, those fish will eat, buddy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They can tell when a front's coming through. Pre-front. Yeah,
they're going
to chomp.
Get their bellies
They're
going
to chomp, yeah. Because they don't know how bad it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have radar. It's a pressure thing.
Gotcha. What do you think about this soccer Super League thing, idea?
Yeah, I don't know anything about this. Going to be honest.
It stinks.
But it's not.
Stinks?
They're not like out of the EPL, are they?
No,
it's a secondary league that's going to play.
It would replace the Champions League midweek. But the whole thing is that with Champions League, it's like the top of Europe get to play against some of the like lower teams in Europe that played well the previous season and qualified to be able to play in Champions League. And now the big clubs of Europe, so Real Madrid, Barcelona, Atletico Madrid, then the top six in England, or the big six, I should say, because they're not the top six, because some of them stink.
Mm.
And then,
but they make money.
The richest six, basically.
Right,
right.
And then the richest three in Italy all want to make their own league, the Super League, and then they say they want to add three more teams to it to make it 15, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems as though they're not gaining too much interest because there's been a lot of backlash from fans.
Yeah, there has been.
Yeah.
A lot of backlash.
Deservingly so. Because this league is going to be closed off to where Real Madrid, Barcelona, like if they have a bad season, they have no chance of being relegated, much like in the MLS here. That's why it's been called like the American model. Because there's no chance of relegation. They stay in the league no matter what. They'll get the same amount of money every year no matter how badly they play. Whereas in Champions League, if you get bounced early, you're losing out on a good chunk of change. That's why they ended up making this model so that they keep their financials.
Yeah, the rich stay rich.
Exactly.
I don't know. Is it really that bad though? I mean, like what?
The Real Madrid president said because of the COVID-19 losses, this was a way to drive more revenue. Because obviously, when these teams play each other, it's always a top ticket. And even in the Champions League, like Alex mentioned, there's a lot of champions teams that are still lower level, like the champion of certain smaller leagues.
Like you have the champion of. I don't know, Croatia or Serbia that ends up playing in the Champions League and they get to face off against these big clubs if they're drawn in a group. And sometimes you see surprise stories in which they come out of the group. Like
this guy's saying the Champions League's losing interest. Like, it's, you know, so this mm. is.
Yeah, he said that with soccer in the demographic, I think he said like 16 to 20 or so, or 16 to 24 or something like that, that they've lost interest there. And he said, we either have to make the game more interesting, which in his mind is making this new league, or shortening the game. Which I don't think it's really either of those.
What was the Super League's plan for, like, they don't want to play UEFA midweek games?
Yeah, this would replace the Champions League for them. This would be their Champions League.
So they wouldn't play Champions League at all?
No.
That's why UEFA's threatened to sue them? Or
yeah, and also FIFA's against it as well, to where right. UEFA and FIFA have both come out and said mm-hmm. any players that play for these teams in the Super League will not be eligible to play in the World Cup or the European Championships. Hmm. So,
and Christian is known for their honesty and
not yeah, doing they the right hand, they do everything very the right
straight,
way. Yeah,
straight shooters, you know.
Yeah, by the book.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, legal.
Yeah, you think American sports are kind of twisted and weird? Like this stuff. It's a wild. It's the soccer landscape is nutty. Because it's you got different countries. I mean, different.
Oh, like, it's
like sports
it's
in America are at least all under the same, you know. And we're just kind of all right here. They can play. It's a whole thing. Now, I still remember when the manager got fired on the broadcast. Basically, they were like, "We have breaking." It'd be like we have breaking news. Houston Cress has been fired from Fox Sports Knoxville. It's like he's sitting right there, and he's like, "Well, Houston, what do you think about that?" It's like
it's tough news. Like didn't see that coming.
Like they had a manager who was like had a off match day or something. I can't or been eliminated from the whatever tournament they're breaking. So he had come in studio as like a guest, and then on the ticker he got fired. But he was on the show. You know, like Urban Meyer if Ohio State's not in the playoff might be like. It'd be like if he got fired, like, you know, whatever. It's crazy.
While he's on the
broadcast.
It's not ringing a bell to me.
No, anyway.
Mm.
But it's believable.
I mean that. We think we fire coaches pretty quick here in college football.
They're ruthless. Yeah. They're ruthless in Europe.
Yeah. So they're gonna do the Super League instead of the Champions League. All
yes,
together.
The big clubs. Yep.
Okay.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
No.
Nope.
You never heard of the Champions League?
I've heard of it. I just don't know what it is exactly.
It's
each year they qualify.
No, you don't have to explain it. I'm not like interested in knowing.
For the next year.
I'm interested to see how things unfold just simply because of all of the threats kind of going back and forth at each other. Because, I mean, it's one of those things, too, where it's like, I mean, if the players have already signed their contracts.
Yeah, like, what are they supposed
yeah.
So, if they play in this league, can't be in the World Cup, does that get them out of their contract if they want
to
be?
Like, from a U.S. standpoint, Christian Pulisic wouldn't be eligible to play in the World Cup for us.
That's a hollow threat.
I would fight someone.
And Weston McKennie as well.
That's like FIFA blowing their own foot off. Like, FIFA runs the World Cup. Why would they have a lot of their best players not playing it? That's stupid.
No, this is the preliminary threat to try to cancel the league. Mm-hmm.
And then from a legal standpoint, I've heard, like, cases that both sides can lean on to be able to win their side of the case. And, like, the Super League, as far as those teams who want the Super League to happen, they have to fall back on an ice skating example. As to their best legal argument.
That's weird. We'll come back. We'll kick off hour two. Get to the phone calls as well. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out.